The Internet of Things will soon become the Internet of Everything, and it's revolutionizing the retail industry. A recent Microsoft survey finds 9 out of 10 retailers say connected technology is a critical component of their success. In fact, 92% have already implemented the Internet of Things in their stores. The company Semtech has one of the fastest-growing technology networks in the world supporting the Internet of Things, and Mark Pegelow is a vice president and joins me on Zoom.
More people are back in stores this Christmas season for a variety of reasons. They're vaccinated, they're more willing to get out, or they're worried that they're not going to get the stuff that they ordered online on time. So how can the Internet of Things help retailers be ready?
I think the main benefits of IoT for retail stores is about ensuring a good user experience. I think it is key for the stores to make sure that when people feel comfortable going back to the store, that they don't have a bad experience.
Just break this down, if we can, into a couple of different areas. So we've got the supply chain and like making sure it's going to have certain things, or at least it knows how much is in each store. So how does that work?
So the stores need, of course, to have a way to automate counting of their inventory. So that's one of the elements. And for this, traditionally, a lot of this is done by kind of optical or visual kind of inspection, sometimes RFID, but these are really short range. So what a technology like LoRa brings is this possibility to basically connect the whole store with a single type of connectivity technology. And here you don't have to worry about this aspect, as whether you need to install a very expensive infrastructure in order to make a properly count of your inventory. So that's really about the supply management, I would say.
What about store security? Because if people are coming in the store, they want to have an experience where they can actually touch the product. So how would it add to the security element?
So what you want as a consumer is you want to have the possibility to take the product, test it without a leash, without the product being, being a kind of a closed cabinet. So this is what technology like LoRa offers, because you have the wireless link. Actually, you can create this kind of wireless leash between the device and actually the stand where it's supposed to be. And, you know, and the user won't see anything. They will be able to try by themselves to move within the store. And as long as the device remains within a given perimeter, then the customer will just enjoy as if, you know, he had already the product for himself.
Do most stores already have the Internet of Things and the technology that you're talking about?
So this is growing strongly, but it's not yet widespread everywhere. We see that, for instance, quite a lot in retail selling perishable food, quite a lot. Here we have a lot of customers actually installing cold chain monitoring system sensors, which are temperature or humidity, in order to ensure the freshness of the goods that they are selling. So we see that quite a lot.
How expensive is this technology? I understand that in the long run, you said that it would save the money.
So the price is similar, I would say, for a unit to what you would install like a Wi-Fi access point, except that instead of having 10 Wi-Fi access points, probably you need just one.
How will the Internet of Things play out in the future? What do you see down the road?
I think that down the road that we will have an opportunity to close the loop between the store and the smart home. So I think all the big companies in related to shopping experience will have both online and in-store kind of experience. I think retail is the tip of the iceberg. We are really seeing a tremendous transformation in the industry with digitalization, and it affects a lot of sectors actually.
Thanks to Mark Pegelow with Semtech, I'm Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.